This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh,
Connor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about various things. Rob, have you ever tried the Glock 43?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I thought it was just a little small for me.
Yeah. But you are big. You're tall. You got big hands.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Now, you can... This is a fun thing. We'll make a gun that's small enough that it looks awesome in the display counter. Then we're going to pick it up, and you're going to go shoot it. And if you don't have enough of a magazine extension, you can't get all of your hand on it.
Right.
And if unless it fits just right, the way that extension moves to the grip... It pinches your fingers, and so you're carrying a bigger gun. It's sort of a marketing gimmick to me. You know, a Glock 19 is really about as small as my hands want.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people call that the perfect combat gun. Big enough to fight with and small enough to hide.
Exactly. Some people have argued that they wanted the Glock 17 slide, meaning a longer barrel.
Right.
On the shorter grip of the 19.
Yeah.
That's somewhere in perfection is hiding in there somewhere, I think.
Right.
Don't tell Gaston, but anyway.
Well, the reason I ask was the other day I got a care package from High Threat Concealment.
Oh.
And in the care package, they sent me this little holster, which is supposedly a appendix carry holster that anybody, no matter what shape you're in, can carry an appendix carry setup if you want to.
Interesting.
Now, for me, you know, I think appendix carry, as far as being fast, I think that's probably the fastest place to draw from. I'm a little nervous about the prospect of, you know, going to a class and doing a class with appendix carry and constantly reholstering and appendix carry. I'm a little nervous about that.
Right.
But from a self-defense standpoint, I think appendix carry is probably the fastest way to go. So this
appears to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. This intrigued me. So they threw the holster in with the care package and everything else. But then I got I get the holster, but I don't have the gun. So I went out and I got the gun. Hard to evaluate the holster without the gun. Now, the holster and the gun combo, when I'm filming and when I'm doing creative stuff, I try to dress as loose and comfortable as I can because I have to get into various positions just to set things up, set a camera up, and it's already difficult for me to move around with my knees and everything else as it is. So I'm probably wearing gym clothes, right?
Right.
Well, heretofore, the only way I could carry a gun with gym clothes would be a belly band, and I could carry anything with that belly band. I could carry anything from the Glock 26 to the big old CZP09, and it would carry it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was the belly band... Your clothes begin to slide up and down on it.
Right.
As you walk around and everything. And then you're constantly readjusting. And then that's one thing concealed carriers always do is touch their gun and everything. That's one thing you got to get past.
The beginners, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So I got this holster, I got this gun. And today I tried to combo with just a pair of gym pants on with nothing. I've been carrying it with a belt, with a gun belt. I decided to wear it with just a pair of pants that are just like gym pants, you know, just with an elastic waistband.
Yeah.
That worked.
So the next time we go to a training class, you're going to be appendix carrying.
Probably not. This works, and I think a lot of it has to do with the size of the gun. My goal is to be able to carry appendix, any gun I want to carry. That my wife and I had that discussion the other day just because of you know, health issues and everything else. So the goal now is to get into the right shape.
Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about various things. Rob, have you ever tried the Glock 43?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I thought it was just a little small for me.
Yeah. But you are big. You're tall. You got big hands.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Now, you can, this is a fun thing. We'll make a gun that's small enough that it looks awesome in the display counter. Then we're going to pick it up, and you're going to go shoot it, and if you don't have enough of a magazine extension, you can't get all of your hand on it.
Right.
And if unless it fits just right, the way that extension moves to the grip, it pinches your fingers, and so you're carrying a bigger gun. Yeah, it's sort of a marketing gimmick to me. You know, a Glock 19 is really about as small as my hands want.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people call that the perfect combat gun. Big enough to fight with and small enough to hide.
Exactly. Some people have argued that they wanted the Glock 17 slide, meaning a longer barrel,
right,
on the shorter grip of the 19.
Yeah,
that's somewhere in perfection is hiding in there somewhere, I think.
Right.
Don't tell Gaston, but anyway.
Well, the reason I ask was the other day I got a care package from High Threat Concealment.
Oh.
And in the care package, they sent me this little holster, which is supposedly a appendix carry holster that anybody, no matter what shape you're in, can carry an appendix carry setup if you want to.
Interesting.
Now, for me, you know, I think appendix carry, as far as being fast, I think that's probably the fastest place to draw from. I'm a little nervous about the prospect of, you know, going to a class and doing a class with appendix carry and constantly reholstering and appendix carry. I'm a little nervous about that.
Right.
But from a self-defense standpoint, I think appendix carry is probably the fastest way to go. So this
appears to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. This intrigued me. So they threw the holster in with the care package and everything else. But then I got the, I get the holster, but I don't have the gun. So I went out and I got the gun. Hard to evaluate the holster without the gun. Now, the holster and the gun combo, when I'm filming and when I'm doing creative stuff, I try to dress as loose and comfortable as I can because I have to get into various positions just to set things up, set a camera up. And it's already difficult for me to move around with my knees and everything else as it is. So I'm probably wearing gym clothes, right?
Right.
Well, heretofore, the only way I could carry a gun with gym clothes would be a belly band. And I could carry anything with that belly band. I could carry anything from the Glock 26 to the big old CZP09, and it would carry it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was the belly band, your clothes begin to slide up and down on it.
Right.
As you walk around and everything, and then you're constantly readjusting, and then that's one thing concealed carriers always do is touch their gun and everything. That's one thing you got to get past.
The beginners, exactly.
Yes, yeah. So, so I got this holster, I got this gun, and today I tried to combo with just a pair of gym pants on with nothing. I had been carrying it with a belt, with a gun belt. No issues. No issues at all. Cool. I decided to wear it with just a pair of pants that are just like gym pants, you know, just with an elastic waistband.
Yeah.
That worked.
So the next time we go to a training class, you're going to be appendix carrying.
Probably not. This works, and I think a lot of it has to do with the size of the gun. My goal is to be able to carry appendix, any gun I want to carry. That my wife and I had that discussion the other day just because of, health issues and everything else. So the goal now is to get into the right shape, into the Morse shape. Rob could carry a gun anyway he wants to. Anywhere. He could carry, you know. And if you like a holster, ankle holster, he can bend over, no problem, get to the ankle holster. And that's a long bend for Rob. Rob's tall.
We were talking about that on the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
Yeah.
In the real world, a fair percentage of the time, your first clue that you're involved in a robbery or an assault is you're on the ground looking up.
Yep.
You know, the guy doesn't say, "Excuse me, sir, here's your engraved invitation. You've just been served with a robbery." No. It's from behind. And, okay, can you roll and present from the ground? Can you shoot from the ground without shooting yourself in the legs? And I've been in classes where, okay, we're going to do this dry. We're going to start with the normal presentation. We're going to go to a knee. We're going to go to kneeling. We're going to go to sitting. You're going to go to your back and then work your way back up. Okay, now two at a time, one on the left, one on the right. We're going to do it live. It takes some practice, and it would be a really good part of our routine dry training drill. Every time? No. Once a month? Oh, yeah.
I was talking to Dean Weingarten one time, and he told me about a guy who got knocked down by a bear. He got his weapon drawn. He had a Glock 20. He got his weapon drawn, and he shot through his foot to hit the bear.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
to imagine
when we were shooting supine, for example, I'm sure. Do you think that was racking their nerves?
They eased us into it at tactical defense. By the way, to back up half a step, I did look it up. There is no safe storage requirement in Boulder or in the rest of Colorado, but Boulder imposed a safe transport where your AR has to be in a locked case for transport. Again, that's one of the laws that's not applied, but it's on the books.
But, I mean, isn't law enforcement not going to enforce this law? Haven't they already said, we're not going with this? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I know that if I assume it's don't ask, don't tell. The guy rolls up on you. He's not going to say, let me see what's in your trunk. If they've got a warrant and they search the vehicle, that could come up. The compliance rate right now, as of last week, was 1 out of 2,000 persons who has that firearm has complied. So that's a pretty – now, that's not 1 out of 2,000 people. That's 1 out of 2,000 AR owners. Right. So that's a pretty thorough middle finger.
Low percentage. We'll be right back talking with Rob Morris as we turn over everything in our mind. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks Special Counsel Robert Mueller acted honorably.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump making those comments at the White House, and Mueller concluded that there was no collusion or conspiracy between the president's 2016 campaign and Russia. A dozen alleged participants in the biggest college admissions bribery case pled not guilty in a Boston federal court on Monday. 50 people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, have been indicted. They are both due in a Los Angeles court on April 3rd. Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri will be threatened with more flooding as waters, though, do retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes that as snow melts in Montana and the Dakotas, that will bring more floods to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. We'll be filming them soon, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, author, podcaster, instructor, competitor. Are you an instructor, Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's one thing I have never, I've never sat back and thought to myself, before I die, I need to get that certification.
I don't do it for business. I did it for consistency, so that the methods, the language, the training that they see, just when I take friends to the range,
right?
The style and approach that I use is consistent with training they're going to get later.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
That's a good reason.
Right.
I like that reason.
And, you know, there you are using your videos. I would think you are being an instructor. Millions of people are learning from your videos. Yeah, why not be consistent for what they're going to see later?
I have been asked by some people, would you go shooting with me and teach me how to shoot? And I'm very reluctant to do that.
Huh.
Because I'll go shooting with anybody, but if they get out there now, what am I doing wrong? Well, I mean, I've watched myself shoot in slow motion, and when I'm shooting fast, always on my first shot, when I should be figuring out, when I should be just allowing that reset, on the first shot in a long string of like an amp mag dump or something,
right?
First round, my finger is coming off of the trigger and almost extending. And then it comes back and make contact. Then it comes back and make contact. And then I'm in the whole trigger pull reset. But that first round is always sort of idiosynchronous with me for some reason. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't want to get out there. Well, of course I can teach you how to do it, but I can't teach you the way I do it. I just don't, if anybody wants to go shoot, of course I'll go shoot with them.
You know what's fascinating? They literally changed the way they teach firearms instruction after they started looking at self-defense videos of police.
Right.
Because in presentation, there was every grip imaginable.
Yeah.
And the guys go, wait a minute, they know better. If you ask them what they should do, they'll tell you every time. But they, in their training cycle, they moved too fast. They asked them to use that grip that they literally learned that day or the day before it was solidly in their memory. So before you said, look, we're just going to walk before we're going to run, today is just right, the basics. Right. They were already pushed to use it, and therefore in their memory, there's all that other near grip that therefore under stress, which one they're going to get, it's kind of a roll of the dice.
Yeah. I watched a cop the other day who did a pullover on somebody, and it was from the vantage point of his body camera.
Mm-hmm.
So when he drew his weapon and had to shoot at him, and guy comes back, and his hand, there's a good half an inch between the web of his hand and, you know, up there on the tang of the gun on the back strap. Yeah, he was low on the gun. He was really low on the gun. And I was just thinking, I wonder who taught this guy how to shoot.
He knows if you gave him enough time. But that, okay, it is a memory. We now know how we make memories.
Yep.
You need time. So if I push you before you've learned it, I get, you know, kind of the scrambled eggs of grip that we see when we push our students. You can be pushed too fast in training. And those are the sorts of things I think you'd really enjoy getting your instructor's permit.
I'll have to look at that. I'll have to look at that one because I had not thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah, it's 2 days you'll never get back, but you'll learn some things.
Well, the problem here is we have to go through the same guy. And the guy that we have to go through to get the instructor's instructor's certificate from, if we're talking about an NRA certification,
right,
is one of the most insufferable people. Oh. And, I mean, listen, it takes a lot for me to sit back and just go, you know, I just can't stand you. I can't stand the fact that I'm having to bring the same oxygen as you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I got to figure out I've got to have a plan B. Or maybe he'll retire. He's about at that age. He needs to. He's not a sound body anymore. He's sort of broken down a little bit here and there, as it happens to all of us, except for you. Except for you. You don't break down.
I keep working at it the same as you do.
Yeah.
When we come back, I guess, I would like to talk. I had some more thoughts about the class I saw in Colorado,
right,
where teachers were being trained to be first responders. I was just sitting there playing it in my head, and I went, that's pretty vivid that I have this movie running in my head, you know. And I went, wow, no, that was a pretty impressive course and a pretty impressive particular lecture. I wrote an article about it. It's called Protecting Our Students in the Classroom,
right,
New Symbols of Love and Wealth. Because you can imagine, and there were people in that classroom who had been at mass murders in Colorado, where murderers had attacked churches, where they had attacked movie theaters, where they had attacked schools.
Right.
Some were there as victims, some were there as first responders, some were law enforcement. So you would think they would have every incentive to be filled with anger, rage, frustration, bitterness. And the guy goes, yeah, no, that won't make you put your gear on every day.
Right.
Just like a policeman, you know, gears up every day. No, they do it for love. And he goes, that's what I want the teachers to do.
You're going to do it for love every day. And then you think, well, who are they loving? Who are they loving, really? Is it my kids? Well, most of these teachers were parents.
Sure.
And they want for their kid. They are doing for our children what they want us to do for theirs. Hey, when they walk out my front door, I want a world that's looking out for my kids. And they're going to lead by example. Pretty cool when you think the same reason you carry when you take the grandkids out on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, I know. What do you mean that yes, maybe no? It's not love? Bill, how are you selling yourself short there, partner? I think it is.
I'm not selling myself short. It's just that it'd be really bad. If somebody tried to hurt one of my grandchildren, would sort of unleash something in me that they would see. And I don't know if love would be the first thing that came to their mind.
No.
Certainly wouldn't be the first thing the assailant came to mind. He'd be up there going, holy, I can't even say what he would be saying. I just about slipped. I just about made my board op work there. I just made the producer have to hit the slam switch.
The dump button.
Yeah. We're heading into the break. We'll do that. We'll go where Rob wants us to go when we get back. You can check out his podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society podcast, all the places that he writes. Of course, here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. And where are we going to go with this particular segment?
This last segment? Let me confess what was bothering me.
Okay.
I just need to speak to a friend. So I was bothered by the very vivid instruction that we saw in Colorado. We'd just seen in this class that trained teachers to be armed first responders, to be the first protectors until the police and EMTs arrive. We'd seen videos, both actual security camera and some that were reenactments used later for police training.
Right.
Of school attacks, and it's very powerful. Tremendously powerful. You can imagine how everyone feels. And the law enforcement officer, he hadn't been at Columbine. He'd been at another school attack. And you can imagine the emotions running through the classroom. He can't stand still. He's one of those guys you could never video. He's moving from foot to foot when he's not pacing back and forth and clenching his fists. And he goes, look, I was furious that I couldn't be there to stop it. He'd seen the victim's blood on the floor. And he goes, look, they're now in a hospital fighting for their life because I wasn't there to fight for them. And I swore to God that I would give anything to protect them. And then he looks at the class and he runs a finger across everyone. And he goes, and you, you're the answer to that prayer. Be there when your students need you. Keep them safe until I get there. He was pointing at everybody, Bill.
Right.
That's how you feel about your family. That's how all of us feel about the innocent.
Well, you know what? Like when I read about Sandy Hook and I read about those first teachers and administrators that tried to rush him.
Yes.
The first thing that I thought about was, if I'd been there, I could have stopped. When I read about the one teacher, yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. And it's not because I want to shoot anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody.
Nope.
And by the same token, in an event where this means I either have to shoot somebody or I have to watch a bunch of innocent people get slaughtered, I'm going to default to shooting somebody.
Right.
I'm going to default to shooting somebody as often as I have to get them to stop, to deanimate them, to make them let go of that gun and stop this pointless slaughter they're doing just because they can.
And what's amazing is the unarmed people in that class who protected those innocent children with their body felt the same way you did. You just have a tool and some training they don't have. Yeah. So this is one of those moments where there's very little difference between unarmed America and armed America.
Well, in most of these rampage killings, when the 60% of the time when they disarm the rampage right. killer, 60% of the time everybody was unarmed that did that. So it is doable. The difference is you have to have somebody that is willing to step in there and do that. Not somebody that's going to be cowering, not somebody. And that takes a mindset that just, you know, Rob is probably a very good instructor. We're trying to be a very good instructor. No matter how good we are, we can't teach you mindset. Mindset is something you either have it or you don't, or you develop it.
Bill, you've seen people learn mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the U.S. Army's stock and trade?
Mindset, the way the U.S. Army installs mindset is they substitute mindset for a list of or a order of operations. Like with a stoppage on AR-15, the acronym is SPORT. So when you have a stoppage on the weapon, instead of thinking I have a stoppage on the weapon, you think SPORT. So you slap the magazine, you pull back the charging handle, you observe the chamber, you release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. And that's it's not so much mindset. It's like jumping out of an airplane, which is a very unnatural thing to do. Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door. Yeah. You're doing that all of that time, everything, when they tell, it's not just a cadence we sing when we're running, it's stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door, step right out and count to four. 4 seconds after you leave the aircraft, you better see a canopy over your head with a static line jump, or things are about to get real exciting.
Really exciting.
So they have to, because they don't get to work with us individually.
Right.
And especially in the opening of it. I mean, everybody in the Army takes the same basic combat training. It's all infantry training we're taking, the opening to infantry training. Then you get into advanced individual training where you learn how to be a cook or a military intelligence specialist or a ground pounder. So, they have to substitute order of operations for mindset. But it does develop.
You and I have had those students.
Yeah.
Maybe the way you and I typically see it is, the wife of a friend, and she goes, oh, you know, I could never shoot a gun. I go, well, your husband or son is thinking of getting one. They're going to be around. At least learn how to manipulate it so you could make sure it was empty. Then they do that, and you go, by the way, I know you wouldn't shoot an unarmed person, but if that person is attacking your children or one of your loved ones, would you just stand by and do nothing? And they go, oh, no, I'd stop them. You go, okay, let me show you how you could do that and survive. But
yeah.
What's the comment in the Army? You don't want to kill the enemy, but you'll kill anybody who attacks your buddy.
No, that was never there.
That's not true.
we would have payday talks, and our sergeant major and our battalion commander would get out there, and they'd be like, I hope they come across, because I guarantee you there will be bloodshed. We're going to kill every one of them, every one of them. We're going to leave their commander alive so that he can write the families. I mean, the military is a little bit different as far as in their parlance. If you get in there and you say, well, I'd like to learn how to kill the enemy, they're like, really? Come on over here, son. We want to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Bill?
Most people join the military, and, most people that join the military have motives like, I'm going to do it for the benefits, I'm going to do it for the college tuition, I'm going to do it for, there's a lot of things they'll do it for. I'm going to do it because I'm feeling patriotic, I feel like it's my time to do my time, something like that.
If you're that eager to pull the trigger, you might be a liability. We don't want you to touch off.
When I joined, I thought we were going to war. I joined right after the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, the Marine Corps barracks. And my thought was, if I have to, and I, you know, this is in the 80s, so I didn't know if there was a, I figured if we had a war, that they would institute the draft, and I wanted to be stepping over the dead bodies of the people that just had gotten there. I wanted to be ramped up and ready to go, so that's why I joined. And okay. When I joined, I was 23 years old. I wasn't thinking, well, as soon as I get done with this, I'll go to college and learn how to make pots. I was thinking I would join the military and stay in it for the rest of my natural life. And to that end, because of my color vision, I was not allowed to be in combat arms to begin with. But I did work in combat arms my entire time I was in, until I got into military intelligence, which was a whole other little cat. Yeah, that was a whole different kind of cat. That's a good way of putting it. But before we run out of time, I want everybody to go check out Rob in the various places. Now, the fastest way to get a good dose of him is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. This is where he and an instructor, self-defense instructor, get there and do a forensic examination of an actual self-defense event with a gun and let you make your decision based upon what they put out there. Then there's the Polite Society podcast, which is more of an ensemble cast, but Rob is a big player in that. And then there's the writing, where he's talking to you, but he's not talking to you. He's written things, and he's left them there for you to find at Slow Facts WordPress blog, as a featured writer at Ammo Land, and also as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. All those places, that's where you go find and get a dose of Robin. Figure out what he's about. You can see it in his words. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next is going to be writer, Ammo Land writer John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, to make my pops want to talk, and all the wisdom he shared, unaware, I just...
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.